I can do that. I can do that. That is my fetish. I mean, that's like my most tame fetish. It's still not really a fetish technically, but whatever. I love cuddling. I love cuddling. Oh my God. Of all the possible interactions that you could have with your lover, cuddling is like right there at the top of the list, man. Oof. And it doesn't matter where you are. Okay, but the best way to do it, you can fucking cuddle anywhere. And I do mean that you can cuddle anywhere. But the best way, in my opinion, to do it is to be alone and to be at home and to just slide into bed together. And the trick is, you gotta have the room, like the air in the room, be really, really cold. And then have like a nice fuzzy warm blanket on the bed. And you gotta be completely naked, like both of you. There can't be any clothing, there just can't. That breaks it. And like, for people who are self-conscious about being naked in front of their lover, like the, just, no, why? I mean, no. Any problem that you're worried about, just take a shower real quick and all possible problems solved. Like, seriously, I don't care if you feel like you're overweight or if you feel like your, like, feet are weird or something, or I don't fucking know. But get the shirt off, get the socks off, get the underwear off, get it all off. Just get rid of it. It doesn't, you don't need it. It'll break it. I swear it'll break it. I know what I'm talking about here. But get in bed together and pull the blanket up a little bit, and then you just like meld together. You get the jigsaw puzzle thing going on with your legs, and you wrap your arms around him, and you lay your head on his chest, and you gotta be on his left side, because the heartbeat, that's almost the most important part. That comes like right behind the being naked part. But that fucking heartbeat, man. Oh God, it's the most comforting fucking sound and feeling, and just, oh. And that little gentle rise and fall of your head on his chest as he's breathing. And you got your arms draped over each other. And your legs all tangled up, and oh God. Maybe lightly strumming your fingers back and forth over his arm or over his chest or wherever your other hand happens to be. And then whatever you want to do from that point. I mean, if I've got a heartbeat going into my ear like that, I'm probably going to be out like a light in like no time. But, you know, if you feel like talking or you want to like watch a movie or TV or something, maybe flip me over so that I'm on the right side of you. But, oh God, ooh, or spooning. Oh God, everybody loves spooning. How can you? Okay, well, I guess some people do kind of complain about the whole where the fuck do I put my other arm thing. Which is actually kind of like, yeah, what's the word I'm thinking of? Little Spoon experiences that issue as well. So, yeah. I don't know. I just hear, like, guys or whoever prefers being the big spoon bitching about, oh, where the fuck do I put my other arm? It goes to sleep and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, both spoons have the arm issue. Just hush and stick it somewhere and enjoy it. It'll be good, I promise. And then if the guy is doing the big spoon thing, then his cock can go in between your thighs and like you oh yeah, that's nice too. I love cuddling. I love cuddling. It is the fucking greatest feeling.